This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned, homeschooling going on for a lot of parents in the ACT at the moment. So this story might strike a bit of a chord. Your parents are in lockdown, spending a lot more time than usual with your kids. All sorts of shenanigans are probably going on. But lady over in the UK has gone upstairs to find her daughter playing with her dolls. Not really an unusual sight to see. But what has happened is she's noticed that one of the dolls has like a cutout of the Queen's face on it, and she's pretending that one of the dolls is the Queen.
Right.
She's like, where'd you get a picture of the Queen? And she's looked at the ground and noticed that her daughter has cut up $25 worth of money. And in the UK, obviously, the Queen's on the notes and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically just giving it a bit of a scissors around the edge. Queen's face stuck on the dolls.
Yep.
She's done it for two dolls. So there are two Queen Elizabeths getting around in this particular set. She went up to the door.
A lot harder for Australian kids to do it. Well, you need an angle grinder.
Yeah, you only need the five. Well, yeah, you get the coins, but she's on the $5 note too, isn't she?
Oh, she's on the fiver as well.
It's cost effective here in Australia, which is good news.
Yeah.
But yeah, this
a lot cheaper.
This mum's lost £25. And then apparently she's gone up and said, oh, what's going on? The daughter, not realising anything, has said, I have three dolls, but you only have two monies, is what the daughter replied. So the daughter was trying to get all three dolls to be Queen Elizabeth, which maybe she was going to shoot seasons 1 through 6 of The Crown, have a different Queen Elizabeth for each section of her life. I don't know, but
honestly, playing into conspiracy theorists who are like, she's a lizard, she's a clone of the original, like, this girl is on it early. She's like, I need 7 at all time just in case.
I, Ned, need to know right now, when you were a kid, did you ever do anything like this where you just destroyed something because you didn't realize how valuable it was or something? Like, when you were a really little kid, like, did you ever wreck something of your parents just playing a game because you didn't know what you were playing with was incredibly valuable?
Not really. My parents made all of the expensive things in our house abundantly clear. They're all locked in the lounge room. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you go into the lounge room and you play anything in the lounge room, you know that that's expensive and you're asking for trouble. I spear tagged my dad through a wall once as a joke.
Okay. Yep.
But I wasn't playing with any. It really was Looney Tunes style, and it was more he just fell through a wall and I facilitated the fall. But that wasn't really playing with anything expensive other than my dad's shoulder.
It's just the Ned and Greg stunt show that goes on at your house sometimes, apparently. I just had a vivid flashback memory then. My nan, for some reason, I really enjoyed buying glasses, like glassware. Like, I've got a different cup for everything and all this. So it's like something I really enjoy. But I just remembered then, I probably do that because my nan used to have like a very fine glassware cabinet that I was not allowed to go anywhere near. It was like the one thing in her house I wasn't allowed to go anywhere near because I shattered, like, she had these little cat glasses where the tail was like the stem of the glass, and I smashed one of them. And from that point forward, I wasn't allowed to go anywhere near that cabinet. I think they're very expensive, those glasses.
Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I never broke it, but I always wanted to. My parents had this weird cabinet. Actually, you saw it. Remember that glass cabinet that was in my parents' old living room that had all, like, the china and stuff in it and, like, the old stuff?
Yes.
There was a porcelain clown, which is one of the things I'm most terrified of, clowns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the scariest-looking doll clown that I always was like, why? I should just break it. I'll get grounded for 2 weeks and then it'll be gone forever.
So
I literally was weighing up the options as a kid of like, I get terrified by this every time I walk in here. I'll break it, get grounded for a month, and then it'll be gone forever.
It's a
problem solved.
You never did it though, so that's a good, good.
Yeah.
I literally, my parents got a brand new hi-fi system. This is back in the mid-90s. I was about 3 and it was, it had like a little CD tray that popped out. And I thought, bread goes in. That's what I thought when I was like 4. So I'm there shoving bread into this brand new hi-fi system that my parents have just bought. Dad still brings it up. Like, he's so lucky that there's like the unconditional love to your kids. 131060 is the number to call right now. This could be a bit of a long shot, but what have you as a kid or your kids themselves broken without realizing how expensive it was? Just playing with something. Oh, I've got the Fabergé egg. The kids are just playing with the Fabergé egg. Fantastic. They've dropped
whoopsie daisy.
Cool. Yeah. Now we're out like $4.8 million. Let us know. 1060. What did your kids break because they didn't realize how expensive it was?
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
We got Kyle in line from Bonner. Kyle, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you, mate. Now, was this you or?
this was definitely me, mate.
Okay.
Definitely me.
Okay. So what happened?
So So I was in school. I was in year four.
Yep.
We had a computer lab with about, 45 computers. They were the old white Apple computers.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I found a magnet, and I realised that if you put the magnet near the computer screen, it turns purple.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here I am going, I'm a legend. I've just created something unreal. Mm-hmm. So I went around to the computer lab.
Oh no.
Five computers. I turned purple.
Yep.
Damaged every single computer.
Yeah.
And did over $6,500 worth of damage.
Oh, my God. And that's back.
For those who don't know, wipes computers, yeah. Scrambles
the
them
screen,
completely.
The screen, yeah. Did the screens ever go back to normal or?
Nah.
Yeah.
About a month later, we had 45 brand new computers.
There you go. I mean,
look at you, Kyle. Yeah.
I'm just doing a favour for my other students.
Yeah, there you go. You've instituted an upgrade to some new technology.
Awesome. You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Lovely to have you company this morning, Ned. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you, mate. I'm legally, contractually obligated to be here, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
It takes the shine off it a little bit, but no, we are we're very happy to have you here.
You're in control of anything behind the scenes. You and I are on the exact same footing. Doesn't mean we're happy to have you here.
I can push a button that makes
I'm not a guest on this show.
I can push a button that makes your voice stop, so I'm going to say we're very happy to have you here.
I think in the same footing, you're contractually obligated to not do that.
I'm not allowed to push that button, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think you're allowed to not let me go on air.
So I've got a question for you, though. Bit of a series of questions, really. There's been a situation where a bear has made off with a bunch of Amazon packages. Now, this is happening over in the US, and this bear is brazen. Repeated and constant with its theft of these Amazon packages from this lady's front porch.
So it's not just like he's walked past one day, picked up a box and was like, all right, cool. All right, I'll never do this again. He's actually coming back.
Now, it doesn't say here what's in the Amazon packages, but I've got to imagine there's got to be some food involved. But there was another package that was a packet of toilet paper, and he's apparently opened that and just thrown the toilet paper everywhere. I think he was angry that it wasn't food this time. Now,
where the hell's my honey or whatever
it is. Yeah, that's it. No, classic bear stuff. You at the moment are getting into collecting Pokemon cards in lockdown.
Well,
it's
yes.
one of your things that you're doing.
Gotta work on your wording, especially in this. I've felt very attacked over the last 2 minutes.
I think you're being very, very sensitive, but that's fine. Everyone's handling lockdown differently. I have noticed that you are obviously very excited when these packages arrive, and it's brought me to an interesting question that I want to ask you. Almost a bit of a game that I want to play right now. Say something.
Sure.
It doesn't even have to be these cards. Say something you were looking forward to immensely is on its way and the package has been delivered, and then you step out on the front porch. Let's go for a series of animals and whether or not you would or wouldn't chase them down the street to get your package back.
Okay, cool.
Now,
I need to give you animals or you're going to give me animals?
I'm going to give you the animals. I want to see where your threshold is for how much you care about, say, a medium level of excitement Amazon package. All right, let's go.
I don't want to poo-poo your list already. I will say there is not a single Australian animal that I wouldn't chase down.
Okay. All right. So
to go into the Americans because there's not. I can't. I honestly, even an emu, I would still chase. I would never catch it, but I would still chase it down the street.
The question would be, how would an emu carry a package? I would love to actually see that.
Right.
Just
question.
Lift it up with his beak and put it on his back and then run and try and balance
it. It'd have to be a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, I don't know. That's.
I think
be
he would have to like a sugar glider on his back that would pick it up and they'd both run off.
Well, my first thing was going to be possums because you've talked about having a possum. Issue at your house, but what about raccoons? So we go American. Would you chase down a raccoon because they can actually bite,
and a lot of them have rabies. I would chase it down because I think after a while I would just scare it.
Okay.
The package would be as big as him anyway.
What about a wily fox because they've got lots of teeth? Would you chase a fox? Mm-hmm.
I would chase a fox if it turned around to me and was like, I'd be like,
probably let it go.
Well,
yep.
Well, I would certainly be. I would try to reason with it. I'd be like, "What are we doing? You're stealing from me. Don't growl at me." And then if it ran at me, I'd run away.
Yeah. Mountain lion?
No way.
Okay.
No way. It could be my father's ashes. And I'm like, well, unfortunately, a mountain lion's taken that.
Well, there you go. That's a new one for Armour Guard. Apparently, you just need to hire mountain lions.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Just taking a little bit of a look at a news story from overseas. I like to be honest when I see a news story sometimes and think to myself, yeah, I probably would do that.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a nice bit of self-realization.
It's just, got to say, that's made me mad that I've seen this story, but in hindsight, I've got to put myself in the same category as this guy. Now, The story starts over in the US as a fire department have made their way to a house fire. Pretty typical for a fire department to be doing just that. And they've set up to quickly get into it and start putting out the house that's on fire as, once again, standard operating procedure. That's what they're supposed to do. They've gone to the fire hydrant and laid out a hose along the road. And some jerk has decided, oh, I need to get to work, and has driven straight over the fire hose, which has caused it to pop out of the fire hydrant, and all sorts of problems have ensued. Now, basically what's happening, the house was put out, all of that's fine, but the police are now looking for the guy that sped over the fire hose and then drove off. Hence the entire crux of this segment. I had to put my hand up as a 30-year-old that's walked this earth for 3 decades and say, I probably would also do that.
And not it does sound like something I would also probably do.
Let me be clear. I have sympathy for the guy that ran over the hose because I would also do this, not out of malice. And if this guy's done it out of malice and is trying to stop the fire department from doing their work, of course, get
weird,
the guy, charge
thing
him.
For him to do.
But also, I have driven over a garden hose before. And I've talked to it. I would imagine it's kind of the same principle. Like, hose doesn't beat car. Like, I'm doing the rock, paper, scissors in my head. If I've driven over a garden hose, surely I can drive over a fire hose, because they would be tougher than a garden hose. But in my mind, I'm not thinking of, they are way more pressurized. Yeah. There's way more water going through them, all that sort of stuff. I would just think it's a tougher
hose. Water's so
malleable. It's a tougher hose.
I would also assume that, because I just assume that the water will just get stopped. Once again, not thinking about the pressure and where and how does the water that's stopped go. And but that, I would absolutely just drive over. I would assume it would be like a little speed bump.
And that's why
I thought it would be fine.
In this exact moment, if you are listening to this and you think to yourself, oh, I would probably also do that, congratulations on your honesty. Because if you think to yourself, oh no, I probably wouldn't try and get over that hose, well then I think either two things. You're a liar. Or you work for the fire department and you understand how much pressure is going through those hoses.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
I'm talking travel in the future, and not what you thought before, where I'm talking about like maybe the end of the year.
Post-COVID.
I'm talking about future. Let's talk about 2050. How are we going to be getting around? Is it going to be like Futurama with the big tubes? That seems like a fun but very dangerous.
Yes.
The thing, if this is actually kind of like that, because I actually do think you go into a tunnel, it just like puts you in a tunnel and shoots you out. But the Hyperloop, Virgin's Hyperloop, is essentially an insanely fast little pod that you get vacuumed through from one city to another. Crazy fast.
It's a very fine motion picture that was released in the early noughties by the name of Cats and Dogs. And it's about a bunch of cats that take on a bunch of dogs. And the dogs travel to their dog CIA in essentially the Hyperloop.
Yes,
like the dogs get
exactly
put in a little capsule and it shoots them straight to the dog CIA.
Now, bullet trains, I feel like, are the closest thing that we have to the Hyperloop at the moment.
Yes.
But I think that the bullet trains, they max out at around like 320 kilometers an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Still insanely quick.
Very quick.
But like that's around what you're looking at, 320. The Virgin Hyperloop that they're proposing and they're having a look at and stuff is proposed to go 670 miles.
Per hour.
Not just
670 miles.
And then they blow up. So that's, by the way, the bullet train was kilometers. So it's nearly double that. And then in miles, which equates to about 1,078
kilometers per hour. Holy hell. 1,078.
I think that's too fast to get anywhere. That's insane.
That's amazing.
That is so quick. That would mean, this is such a stupid thing to try and do right now, but that would mean it would take you roughly like 18 minutes to get from here to Sydney.
That's rad.
Like
that's
less than
so
20
cool.
minutes to get from here. I mean, it is cool, but that doesn't that scare you a little
well,
bit?
Well, yeah, at the moment it does, because how quick Delta could be delivered back into Canberra.
Well,
I don't need that. But yeah, in the future, that would be great. You could like have a couple of beers at a pub here and then go watch the footy in Sydney.
That'd
be amazing.
Depending on where they put these terminals, that's it. You could have beers at home and then like, all right, off to the SCG, guys. Let's all pile in.
Yeah, fantastic.
Into the Hyperloop.
That's amazing.
And I am excited. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm excited by this. It just...
You think it's too fast?
Something about traveling 1,000 kilometers an hour. Because, I mean, how fast do planes travel? It's like 30,000.
Yeah, like 800, 900 Ks an hour. Yeah.
And they've got to stay up. But because the ground's so far away, you lose any kind of concept of how fast you're going. If you were in the ground in a little vacuumed pod, that... That's got to be terrifying. I would be more scared to ride this than a plane.
I'm so glad that this is, what you say, it's all contained and in like a little tube and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
because if you hit a kangaroo at that speed, it would be vaporized. It would just be gone.
I don't think you would even notice.
Yeah, yeah. Like, did we just
what was that?
Did we mince something just then? Jeez.
Oh, it was a herd of cattle. Never mind.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I am very concerned about the turn of events that has happened in the story I'm about to tell you, because it just means that as a lot of people get ready for the weekend, the particular item that's been used, certainly variations of it, could be employed in breakfast meals all across the nation's capital over the weekend. An egg has been used to cook. To cook a meal by a Canadian couple, and what's happened is they have used a duck egg. They were going to cook a traditional Cambodian dish. They've used a duck egg.
Very fancy.
And as they've gone to use the duck egg has hatched, and out has come an adorable little duckling. And now the guy who was about to cook the meal has befriended the duck. The duck is now full grown, and it's a bit of a Joey and Chandler situation. They have a pet duck now, and he lives in the house with them, goes for rides in the truck, apparently, all this sort of stuff.
That's lovely. I love it.
They're literally like best friends now. And the headline perfectly says, "Man befriends dinner after it surprisingly came to life."
And 100%.
This is interesting, right? So you and I are best mates, we're friends, but if this started with me trying to kill you, I think the friendship would always be forever tainted. And that's essentially what's happened here with this man and his friend, the duck.
I'm glad this duck doesn't seemingly hold grudges, because their friendship was birthed out of him wanting to kill and eat this duck.
Kill and eat the duck. Well, he didn't, in fairness, I guess he didn't know the duck.
He wasn't going to kill the duck.
Didn't know the duck even existed. Like, he thought it was probably an unfertilized egg. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, this is how the duck comes into the world, and the guy's trying to, you know, I literally think the duck, it's a big move on the duck to let it go, quite frankly.
I think if any friendship has started as if you hadn't have woken up, I would have eaten you. Not a good way to start a friendship, but in any circumstance.
I think this is it. So I think puppies take a little while to get over the fact we take them away from their brothers and sisters and stuff, you know, and then eventually they're like, oh, no, I live in this house now and I'm stoked to be the dog. This is my territory now. I'm the dog of this house. But I think if we were like, you know, you would some kind of a way you could just talk to this duck, he would be like, look, this wasn't the same one for one comparison to the puppy thing. I was about to be food. I don't know if I'm happy about this. Have you eaten any more duck eggs since you met me? Would be the first question.
That's a very good question.
I'd be like, you've seen how cute I am. I'm your friend now. Have we tried to cook this dish again? Because I've got to be honest, won't be up for that. I'm going to move into a different house.
Back to chicken eggs for you, young man. I feel like we've in this household, we stop eating duck eggs. I don't like it at all.
The great news is this guy's obviously had a lot of composure when the eggs started hatching, because if I go to make my eggs Benedict tomorrow and a baby chick comes out, I'll just be running around the apartment screaming. I think it'll freak the living daylights out of me.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
How's it going, Ned?
Look, it's not going too bad, but...
Good. Very good. You had little donuts before, which were very... They looked nice, and...
They were very stale. I would say today's...
Should have given them a microwave. You should have given them a microwave. If you get Coles or Woolies donuts that are a little bit stale, you can pop them in the microwave, go back to being soft.
I don't know if I want to put them in my body more than I've already had four, by the way, so I feel like I've spoken for donuts.
Use Uber parcels and send them over to the station. Michael and I would like some donuts, but that's fine. Don't worry.
Once again,
living like a king.
You accurately depicted, guessed that they were Woolies donuts that cost me $3 yesterday, so I don't know if I'm living large. tell you who's living a completely different lifestyle from a little fatty me who's shoving my mouth full of cinnamon donuts at 7 in the morning. Is Olympians. Right?
Well, obviously, actually, potentially not right now. If you were going to be an Olympian, you wanted to get into some bad food right after the Olympics would be your best
time to do that.
Yeah, no training for a little while.
Now, obviously, the Paralympics are on at the moment. Massive shout out to all the Canberrans who are competing today. But the Olympics ended, I think, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
A Chinese gymnast has noticed something funny about her gold medal. She won a gold medal in gymnastics, obviously. She saw that there was a bit of dirt on her medal, and so she's rubbed it, and it's not gone away like dirt should, but it's actually gotten bigger, and the more she rubs it, the bigger it gets.
What?
And she has kind of taken to the internet and has gone, are gold medals meant to peel like this, gang, or is anyone else's peeling? Or...
Oh, my God. Can I ask a question?
Sure, go.
is the end of this story that it's not dirt, but it is chocolate, and the inside of a gold medal is actually chocolate?
Tokyo pulled the wool over everyone's eyes and handed out
giant chocolate
hundreds and hundreds of chocolate coins that seemingly didn't melt in Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
No,
what's happened? That's not even close to it.
Okay,
she's rubbed it and she's like, this dirt's gotten bigger. My medal is peeling. Now, the Tokyo Mint have gone and the Olympic Committee have gone, no. There's a protective layer on the outside to essentially prevent scratches, marks, whatever.
Very good.
And essentially, yeah. So it's like if you bang up your medal or whatever, which hopefully you're not. It's an Olympic gold medal. It can stay safe a little bit. I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I do 100% believe them that this is just the protective seal. They would know.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are lying, we will find out eventually because they handed out hundreds of gold medals and even more silver and even more bronze.
They handed out
a lot of medals. Imagine if you were in the mint and you were like, that is what it is.
We have phoned this in.
Whoopsie-daisy. I just read before, like, you know how we took all of the 1 and 2 pennies or cents?
Yeah, we made 1 and 2 cent coins and they were our bronze medals.
Into the bronze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have done this. They've made all of the medals over the last 3 years. They've collected electronic devices and made all of the medals out of, like, gold, silver, all of that kind of stuff, which is really, really cool. But imagine if they were like, turns out phone gold's not as durable as real gold.
Yeah, it's disappointing to find that out.
And they've been gathering them for 3 years, so you'd be like,
well, yeah, this is great. This is one of those things
got 7 million
we've
phones.
Been told what it is, and now we just wait. We just wait and see
now
if
we
it's
do
actually
wait,
true,
yeah.
Because there are a lot of gold medals out there. A lot of Olympians have access to quite large Instagram followings, so they'll just report.
Yes.
They'll just report whether or not this is true or not. The only thing I'll say that backs this up for being true is I'm obviously never going to get an Olympic gold medal, especially one from Tokyo. Because it's now over. But I actually have a lot of products from Japan in my house, and one of my favorite things to do with them when I first get them is peel the protective coating off them.
There you go.
A screen on a nice electronic device, you peel that
coating.
It's very
satisfying.
So maybe that's what they've just done with the medals as well. You've got to peel the protective layer off, guys.
Slap on the TV screen.
Enjoy it.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
When I was a kid, there was nothing I enjoyed more at school, nothing on earth that I enjoyed more at school than when the life education van would rock up, because it was a van full of amazing fiber optic stars in the roof, ginormous laser discs for some reason that would play out documentaries about how to look after yourself, and of course, the magical Harold himself, a giant giraffe.
Yeah, healthy Harold.
Giant giraffe puppet that would tell you that smoking was bad, basically, amongst other things. Once again, didn't pay a lot of attention because it was a light show in the roof, essentially. It was very distracting. Yeah. But
I loved them as well because I love the puppet shows and I love the movies that they'd put on. But I was always like, I mean, I think I even thought this as a kid. I'm like, none of this, where would I even get cigarettes from?
Yeah.
I know that some people can, but like, This isn't even an option that I could even entertain, let alone do.
This is not going to apply to me for some time, I don't think.
I appreciate the effort you're going to, Harold, but I really don't need it yet.
Yeah, no, look, this is all these sorts of thoughts, but at the same time, what I was most excited about was obviously, as we said, Harold himself. And today I've been very, very excited to see that Life Education are actually selling a healthy Harold beanie. Now, this is adult size, so it is intended for us, kids that went to Healthy Harold back in the day. It's got his smiling face on there. The beanie actually looks sensational. Great color scheme. You can get it
blue and yellow.
Yep. It's more of an orange and blue type combination, but it's very, very good.
Yeah.
I would say you can go and get this beanie right now, and not just that, but I am getting this beanie right now. I am literally it's in my basket, ready to be checked out after I've finished talking about this. But this, for me, has spawned a bit of an interesting question, because this just seems like an obvious gold mine. I mean, this is great for the Healthy Harold people. Obvious gold mine here, and I need to know right now from you, Ned, childhood merchandise that you would buy now. Things that if available to you right now, what franchise would you buy merch from that you really don't see anywhere?
I would 100% buy, I would buy toys from Feral TV.
The
Ferals.
Yes.
You don't see any merch from the Ferals. They kind of came and went and everyone was like, well, that was something that was weird. Let's never talk about that again.
Medigliana the cat wore a hat, didn't she? Like a kind of shiny hat. I'd probably buy that if that was available.
If I was a, not anymore because I'm an adult and people will question why I was wearing it, but if as a kid, I would have absolutely bought Raddus the Rat's like leather jacket.
Oh,
that would be sick.
Yeah, very, very cool.
That would have been awesome. Now, I'd ride around on my BMX bike.
With this in mind, also, any Blinky Bill merchandise that would be available to me. And I'm not talking like the movie they made. I'm talking the OG 90s cartoon.
Well, it is funny you bring up the movie they made, because obviously you didn't like it because it was very much CGI.
Yes.
They just got rid of all of the hand animation drawn ones. Glad that you're buying the new Healthy Harold.
Mm.
I don't know if you see on that beanie that you've just slapped so carelessly into your cart.
Mm.
That don't look like the Healthy Harold I know.
Yeah,
the Healthy Harold I know is a very shoddily... I mean, I could probably draw a better giraffe than what Healthy Harold looked like on the side of that bus.
He's a beautiful Pixar-inspired 3D Healthy Harold.
He looks like he could be the son of the giraffe from Madagascar.
Unfortunately for me, I wasn't happy to see that. You have called me out on this, but...
I've ruined it.
I will tell you what, it being this cold in Canberra outweighs the fact that I just actually kind of need a beanie as well.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, the internet has had something to say about a couple's personal life.
Mm.
But then again, that personal life was also shared on TikTok.
So
the world goes round in 2021. But people are getting mad because apparently a lady is being, A, condescending to her husband, and they're B, saying her husband's a moron.
Okay.
Which I don't agree with either of, because the thing that she's implemented in their relationship, I would like implemented, not with a future wife or girlfriend or whatever, with everyone.
Everyone to treat you this way.
She sends him to the supermarket to be like, hey, can you do the grocery shopping? Very reasonable request. Apparently stuffs it up too much, which honestly, I can also understand. When you're going to buy stuff for other people, it can be very complicated. What she does is she cuts out little pictures, I'm guessing from some kind of catalog, sticks them on, has the list, so she will do some stuff like she wanted him to get 5 Chobani yogurts, right? She cuts out 2 Chobani yogurt pictures, sticks them on the list, then goes, I need you to get Chobani yogurt. Then underneath it says, how many? Quantity? 5? The price of them, they'll be about $1.19 each.
Yep.
And then this is the one thing that I'll say is too much. This guy should be able to crack this. But it also has the aisle that it'll be in.
Okay. Yep. That's
too much.
That one's a little bit.
That one's a little too much. However, the pictures, the quantity, and the price are perfect.
That's great.
And I would like this implemented into every single facet of my life. She's done the exact same with laundry detergent, with paper towels, eggs. She wanted him to get a pizza and some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This, I don't know what it is about me, and maybe I don't think I'm the only person that does this, but maybe I am. But if I'm doing something for someone else, I have absolutely zero common sense. Essentially, my common sense goes out the window because I don't know what they would do. If someone's like, hey, can you go to the shop and buy me, if you were like to me, hey, can you go buy me 5 apples? I would get to the supermarket and I'd be like, yeah, that's easy. And I'd get there and I'd be like, Jesus.
What apples?
Grammy Smith.
Yep.
Red Fuji.
Pink Lady. What are we doing?
Pink Lady. Which ones do I get? How many do you want to get? Everything goes out the window. It's like I can't compute things as a human being anymore.
Yeah,
so to have this laid out in layman's terms of here's what I need from you. Go and get this. This is perfect. This is what I need for everything.
I think Woolies and Coles both have apps. And if there's not a thing on the app where you could make, you know, an itemized list with pictures and stuff as a shopping list,
like a
well, then that is, what are you doing? I mean, that's how to use that app. But
Yeah,
you just said it's very interesting because I've never thought about this until now, but you are very much correct in saying that when you have to do something for someone else, you kind of lose your common sense. And I think it's because...
Are you talking about me specifically?
Yeah, you specifically.
Everyone?
Yeah, you know,
oh, me. Okay.
I've noticed
I did go out on a limb. I was like, I don't know if everyone does this, but I'm glad it's just me.
No, when you go to the shops, you're like, it's not you. It's you're buying for someone else. What would you do?
Yeah.
I think you took your high school drama classes too seriously. Like, you're using the Stanislavski method. You're like, I'm not Ned anymore. I'm Josh. What would Josh buy in this situation? You know what? I can help you. Just be you. Pretend you're me. Yeah. What would you buy? Just be you. That's pretty much going to make me happy, I'd say, in most circumstances.
Here is why I don't do that. Every single time, without fail, for the last 26 years, when I just, quote-unquote, do me, it's always wrong. It is always, without fail, the wrong way to go.
Well, then
I can't keep doing this.
You need to go back to the classic thing from high school drama, too, and go, it's the decision my character would make, actually, to be honest. All right.
I'm sorry,
the wrong washing detergent? That's a decision my character would make. Don't worry about it.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.